Hello and welcome to another Daily Dose. Today is November 30th, 2021, last day of November. Woohoo! Soon enough, we're gonna be in December and then January and next year comes. Woohoo! So I'm about to go to rehab and not what you think, not even close to what you think. So a couple of episodes ago, I met Mark Epley at the cannabis event in Southampton, where literally the mayor of Sag Harbor was there, the mayor of East Hampton was there, the mayor of not Southampton, because he was the former mayor. Epley was the former mayor of Southampton, and he was there. But the actual mayor himself of Southampton, the current mayor, was not there. So that's how I met Epley. And even though I met him a couple of episodes ago, I actually knew about him for a really long time because, well, he was mayor for 12 years in Southampton. And there was like an incident that happened with the current mayor when they were, I don't want to talk about it right now, but it's really interesting. If you Google page 6, Southampton mayor versus mayor, something like that, you will find some juicy tabloids, which is really juicy for us because in the Hamptons, there's like no news. Like the biggest news is like someone slept with someone. Oh, wow. Okay. OMG. But really though, like it's really just a town that's very safe, very secure. And a lot of it has to do with the abundance of old people we have in these towns. Anyway, I'm about to go and interview Mark Epley because he was such a good sport. He was very good on camera, very well spoken, and most importantly, he had a good sense of humor. And I think that's important for this podcast because, you know, there's a lot of choices. There's a lot of candidates for this podcast, Winners Only Club, because you know what? I am very well connected. And to be real, everyone wants to be on this podcast. Everyone wants to be on a podcast to start off with. And with the lack of podcasts in the area and the fact that like I would say I'm a pretty good interviewer, it's just a fun podcast and I'm very selective, and I think that Mark would be a good candidate because he's well spoken. He's not unable to take a joke, unlike the mayor of Sag Harbor, which if you want to know why, go listen to the podcast from the cannabis event that happened on November 18th. And that's a wrap for today's Daily Dose. I'm gonna go get ready to drive all the way to West Hampton, which is actually going to be like a 45-50 minute drive from Sag Harbor. So that's a wrap for today's Daily Dose, and I can't wait to get inside your ears again tomorrow. Bye.